Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 16th of July. So grateful that you're here. I say that almost every week, and you're probably like, why does she keep saying that? But it's true. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so grateful that God made you who you are, and your unique, beautiful spot on this earth and in God's kingdom. You are here to shine, and you may not feel like you're much of a spark, but it's true because the power of Christ rests on you and the beauty of the Holy Spirit is within you. You are here for a purpose. Rest in that today. All right, reading from Luke chapter 21. We're going to finish up this chapter, verses 19 through 38 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. By your endurance, you will win your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is at hand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the middle of her depart. Let those who are in the country not enter therein. For these are days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who nurse infants in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath to this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive into all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth anxiety of nations in perplexity for the roaring of the sea and the waves. Men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things which are coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and with great glory. But when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is near. Jesus told them a parable. See the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see it and know by your own selves that the summer is already near. Even so, you also, when you see these things happening, know that God's kingdom is near. Most certainly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things are accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So be careful, or your hearts will be loaded down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day will come on you suddenly. For it will come like a snare on all those who dwell on the surface of the earth. Therefore, be watchful all the time, praying that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will happen, and to stand before the Son of Man. Every day Jesus was teaching in the temple, and every night he would go out and spend the night on the mountain that is called Olivet. All the people came early in the morning to him in the temple to hear him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, first forgive me. Yesterday I said AD 40, it's AD 70 when the temple is desecrated. So I just was reminded of that in my head. So thank you for that. Very important that I get things accurate. But Lord, thank you for this warning. This is definitely a warning of what is to come. And it's again that telescoping of talking about AD 70, but also the future beyond that. There is this end of time that will come. And when that end of time comes and the Son of Man comes on the clouds, and that just causes me to think, you know, when it's a cloudy day, I shouldn't be so sad because it could be the day, right? And I love that you say that men will be fainting for fear and for expectation of the things which are coming on the world. There's just so much fear there. And I see it in our world today. We are enslaved to worrying about the future. We are enslaved to worrying about today. We are enslaved with fear. And so, Lord, we pray you would deliver us today. Lord, you tell us at the end of this passage, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is near. So, Lord, today may it be a day that we look up to you. We lift up our heads. And if we can't, your scripture says that you are the lifter of our heads. So Lord, lift our heads, lift our gaze, lift our minds, lift our perspective, lift our fear from our body, lift our fear from our shoulders and our headaches and all the things that it causes in our ulcers, which is what it's causing me these days. I pray for healing for all of those fearful illnesses that we have. Lord, in light of all of this, Help us to heed your warning here, that we would live lives worthy of the gospel, so that when you come in the second coming, we won't be taken by surprise, but we will just have this great rejoicing that our redemption is near. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can pray about it. And if the Lord leads you to, that's awesome. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At $10 a month, you will receive a free painting. These are things I sell in my Etsy shop. And then at $25, you'll receive a secret podcast. These are things that God's been teaching me throughout that month. And at $100, I'll add you to my secret prayer list. So thank you so much for all of you who are patrons. And also thank you to all of you who pray for this podcast. I deeply appreciate you and am applauding you from the sidelines because I'm so grateful for you and that God made you the way you are.